All right. If you'll lift your hands to him, say, Holy Spirit, I do have your ears, and they hear. I have eyes, and they really see. And I have a heart
and a spirit
that will perceive what your Holy Spirit
is saying to me.
Not the neighbor.
It's for me.
Hallelujah. So go to Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4. You know, a lot of times we pick on Peter. But I guarantee you he's an example to all of us, because Peter was normal. Just like you and I are normal. Verse 1 says, the priests and the captains of the temple guards and the Sadducees came up to Peter and John while they were speaking to the people. They were greatly disturbed because the apostles were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead. Now, I can tell you that you got a lot of religious people around, and if you start talking about the resurrection of the dead, they really want to quiet you down. Did anybody ever try it?
Yep.
All right. Religious people don't want to talk about resurrection because that means they're going to be accountable for their actions. Amen?
Amen.
So, verse 3. They seized Peter and John, and because it was evening, they put them in jail until the next day. What a wonderful idea for all of us if we were put in jail until the next day. Would we enjoy it?
No.
No, I certainly don't think I would be a very happy camper. But there's a lady in the Midwest that stood for her ground. And she was elected to obey the law. She obeyed it according to her understanding, and she stuck with it.
Come on.
Mike Huckabee saw the open door and went back there and said, lady, we're with you. Standing against the principles of darkness and stood for light. You say, well, what if she got to put in jail? Did she stay in jail? But was she bold enough to obey? Thank you. That's an example today. I would call her maybe a little Peter. She stood her ground. Amen? Verse 4. But many who heard the message believed, and a number of men grew to about 5,000. Oh! So his obedience caused many to believe. Your obedience is the same when you go out there and you obey. Others will be looking. The next day, verse 5, the rulers and elders and teachers of the law met in Jerusalem. Powwow time. Amen? Annas the high priest was there, and so were Caiaphas, John Alexander, and the other men of the high priest's family. They had Peter and John brought before them and began to question them. I love the question, the first part. By what power, what name did you do this? By what power and what name did you do this? I love Peter's response. Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit. Say, filled.
Filled.
Not with a deposit. Why am I pushing your buttons? Because there are times that you'll know that you know that you are full. Some of that happened Tuesday. And you picked up on it. I'm aware of it to a degree. When it grabs and it fills me, there's no way but to spill it out.
Come on.
And you've got to taste that, and you've got to ask for it. Your responsibility is to cry out to the same Holy Ghost that started a job in Peter. Was he always with the fullness, or was he also with a deposit? Both. Yes, both. So if you're satisfied, you're going to go through these next three feasts, and you're going to go out after those three feasts are done, and you're going to say, well, we had a good time. I don't want that. I don't want that for you, and I don't want it for me. I want to be filled.
Amen.
Okay? And to be bold.
Come on.
Ah. By what power and what name did you do this? Why did they use both power and the name together? Because they already knew it. They already know. The unbelievers know. But they can't admit it. They can't accept it. Because it's too easy. Well, you mean using the name of Jesus can change my life? Yes.
Amen.
Okay? It can change your life dramatically. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a cripple, and are asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth whom you crucified. Notice he doesn't hesitate to let them know you're guilty. Whom you crucified. But whom God raised from the dead. There's your resurrection. That this man stands before you healed. He is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the capstone. And then verse 12, if you don't know it by heart, you should really pay attention. Salvation is found in no one else. So Buddha won't qualify, neither will Allah, or any other name. For there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. That's one you take to the bank. You keep it on deposit and it'll give you interest every time. And that interest might cause you to go to jail someday. But I guarantee you, if you go to jail, he'll get you out. He can heal through people that are willing to submit. Verse 13, when they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, they didn't have a degree. They didn't have a degree in theology. And by the way, neither do I. But I have a revelation from the Revelator.
Come on.
So look at your neighbor, say, you don't have a degree, maybe. But you've got a touch. And a deposit. From the Revelator. And he's going to reveal and get you full in due season, just like he did with Peter. All right. Unschooled, ordinary men. They were astonished and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. These men had been
with Jesus.
They had been with him. How many of you get out of bed, roll quickly, get a cup of coffee, and off you go to whatever demands that are going on? And I don't want to show a hands. But I used to be that way. Until I read one of the Psalms that says, King David set aside the first of his day for the Heavenly Father. And I said, Lord, I barely get to work on time. And he said to me, that's one of the reasons you come home tired. And I said, Lord, what do you want me to do? He said, ask me for help. How many of you have got a mouth?
Uh-huh.
Can you ask for help?
Yes.
Yes, you can. So, I said, Lord, I'd like to give you an hour, but he says, I know you too, so don't worry about it. An hour's too much. You can't handle it. And I knew I was not going to ask for an hour. So I asked for 10 minutes. So I set my alarm clock 15 minutes earlier than I did before. Because I needed an alarm clock in that day. You say, well, you don't need one now? No, I don't. I let the Holy Spirit wake me up, and he usually wakes me up about 15, 20 minutes before the alarm rings. So it's a nice handy thing to have an alarm clock for, you know, looks purposes. It gathers dust, you can clean it, the batteries do wear out, but I really never hear it ring. I don't. You know why? Because he gets me up. He's better than an alarm clock, he's better than a cell phone, he's better than all the above. So that 15 minute change was really dramatic in my sleep pattern for about 3 to 4 weeks. Then it got a little easier. Because I learned later that it takes 6 weeks to break a habit. 6 weeks to establish a new habit. How many know you're creatures of habits? So, by doing that, I gained a little bit. And I would really take maybe 5 to 7 minutes with the Word. I would break open my Bible and read maybe for 5 to 7 minutes, because you know why? There was a season in my life I hated to read, because I got laughed at when I was a kid, because I couldn't talk the language. Persecution leaves scars. And those scars were healed over the years by the Lord. So, the Holy Spirit told me to read out loud. So the only one that was listening is me, the critic. How many know you can criticize yourself? You can criticize yourself so bad that you'll shut up and never speak again. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, Matthew 18:18. You have the ability to bind or loose. So, a few weeks later, the Lord said, tack on an extra 10. To my surprise, I was not as tired at the end of the day. And then, with that extra 10, I would write down, with a little post-it note, whatever scripture would bounce off that page to me. That was the beginning of my relationship with His Word. I would put that post-it on the rearview mirror of my truck, sometimes in the bathroom mirror, because if I knew I needed to change my wife, I could do that in a sneaky way.
Come on.
Well, come on. It was so easy. I could change her and I would be off the hook. Come on. How many have visited that place? Put your hand up if you visited. Boy, if I could just change her, I'd have peace.
I have confessions, not just scriptures.
And of course, it worked for a while until she caught on. She said one day, I've got this little piece of paper that was in the bathroom. It fell. She said, I think it belongs to you only. I said, you're sneaky, but it's working, isn't it? She said, yeah, because it's irritating. But it fell off, so I don't have to look at it anymore. You can laugh at yourself. You can laugh at me. You can laugh at your neighbor who's trying to convince you that you need to change. Because you know the only way you're going to get to change is when you submit. Peter submitted. John submitted. Got him into jail. But I repeat, salvation is found, verse 12, and no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. And when they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. So since this is the last service of the old year, I'm going to ask you to close your Bible. because the new year starts tonight. So you can't get any closer than the end of the year than now, as far as church services are concerned. I want you to get up, and we're going to make a circle right here, right now. You say, am I ready for this? Well, God will give you grace. Amen? Amen. If you'll notice, conveniently, there's some left. Amen? Come on. Line up. I can handle you, girl. You're one of my girls. How are you feeling now? Good. You happy?
Yeah.
I want you to close your eyes. If you've got somebody's hand, just hold on to their hand. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
We are ordinary.
We are ordinary.
We may have a lot of things in our hearts.
We may have a lot of things in our hearts.
And a lot of questions.
And a lot of questions.
But you have an ability to take me higher.
Have an ability to take me higher.
At the end of this year.
At the end of this year.
And begin a new year.
And begin a new year.
At sundown tonight.
At sundown tonight.
We're asking for grace.
We're asking for grace.
And favor.
And favor.
To get us into the house of the Lord for your glory.
To get us into the house of the Lord for your glory.
As you see fit.
As you see fit.
And to draw those that have been called.
And to draw those that have been called.
Give them the courage.
Give them the courage.
And the boldness to come.
And the boldness to come.
Because it's time we come out.
Because it's time we come out.
Of our cocoon.
Of our cocoon.
And resurrect a new life.
And resurrect a new life.
That's the decision.
That's the decision.
That we make right now.
That we make right now.
We give you praise.
We give you praise.
No more self-condemnation.
No more self-condemnation.
No more self-criticalness.
No more self-criticalness.
We're off that kick now.
We're off that kick now.
It's the end of the year.
It's the end of the year.
And we're starting anew.
And we're starting anew.
With great joy.
With great joy.
We're expecting signs and wonders.
We're expecting signs and wonders.
From the fruits of our lips.
From the fruits of our lips.
And we're thanking you.
And we're thanking you.
For the covenant of mercy.
For the covenant of mercy.
The covenant of grace.
The covenant of grace.
The covenant of compassion.
The covenant of compassion.
And favor.
And favor.
For the new year.
For the new year.
I give you praise, Lord.
I give you praise, Lord.
And I thank you.
And I thank you.
To seal this with your blood.
To seal this with your blood.
To go deeper.
To go deeper.
And way down inside.
And way down inside.
Where my spirit resides.
Where my spirit resides.
Come alive and resurrect.
Come alive and resurrect.
I speak to my spirit.
I speak to my spirit.
Come alive and be bold.
Come alive and be bold.
Declare the word of the Lord.
Declare the word of the Lord.
I'm speaking to the real me.
I'm speaking to the real me.
And I'm saying now.
And I'm saying now.
Stand tall.
Stand tall.
Be bold for Jesus.
Be bold for Jesus.
And he'll protect.
And he'll protect.
He'll defend.
He'll defend.
And he'll kick you out of jail.
And he'll kick you out of jail.
If you're in there.
If you're in there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you.
Glory to you, Jesus.
Glory to you, Jesus.
Shut up.